USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
California Governor Gavin Newsom will face a recall election. The state's Secretary of State confirmed Wednesday that her office had received more than 1.7 million verified signatures, enough to trigger the recall. That election is likely to be scheduled for this fall. If Newsom survives the recall, he would then be up for re-election in 2022. And a CDC advisory committee said Wednesday that there's a likely association between cases of heart inflammation in some adolescents and young adults and the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices says that the benefits of vaccination outweigh those risks, given the incidents are extremely rare and usually exhibit mild symptoms. The FDA does plan to include a new warning with the vaccines about the potential risk of myocarditis or pericarditis. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. And check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
The election audit going on in Maricopa County, Arizona, is spurring counties in other states to move to do the same. Lance Pry reports.
As Arizona is wrapping up this week the audit of the 2020 presidential election in Maricopa County, Michigan's Sheboygan County voted Tuesday to authorize a hand recount of the 2020 election. Sheboygan County Board of Commissioners voted 4-3 to authorize a letter to Michigan's Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson requesting the recount. Last month, Georgia was set to do an audit. More than 145,000 Fulton County absentee ballots will be reviewed as part of the audit in the 2020 presidential election. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And antivirus software company founder John McAfee was found dead Wednesday of an apparent suicide in his Barcelona jail cell. The 75-year-old tycoon reportedly died hours after his extradition to the U.S. on tax evasion charges was approved by a Spanish court. He had been held in jail since being arrested at Barcelona's international airport back in October. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, my Glendale's, my pillow, my slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or my Glendale will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The future of Afghanistan could be in jeopardy after the U.S. completes pulling out its troops. Tim Berg has more.
The U.S. intelligence community concluded last week that the government of Afghanistan could collapse as soon as 6 months after the American military withdrawal from the country is completed. This as we hear the Taliban is taking over territory as the United States continues to withdraw from Afghanistan. That is confirmed by General Mark Milley, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman.
It is true that the Taliban are sniping at and picking off outposts, etc., and they have seized some district centers. 60% of the 81 were seized last year, and the others since in the last 2 months or so. So, yes, we're concerned, we're watching it. But there's a 300,000 plus or minus military force, Afghanistan army and police force, and it is their job to defend their country.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And singer Britney Spears has asked a Los Angeles judge to end the court-ordered conservatorship she's been under for more than a decade. Calling the arrangement abusive, the 38-year-old pop star criticized the conservatorship of her father and others, claiming they have complete control over her life. During the hearing, the judge urged Spears to officially petition the court as a means to end the conservatorship. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.